There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're talking protecting your business. The cybersecurity firm Dark Matter has just released its latest cybersecurity report. And we are joined now by Karim Sabah, who is the CEO of Dark Matter. It's lovely to have you in the studio. Thank you for being here.
Great to be here with you. Thank you.
Is the amount of cyber attacks that we're seeing, both in terms of number and in terms of just, I suppose, scale stroke devastation, is it getting worse?
I think the way to qualify it is threefold. First, cyber attacks are on the rise. Second, they're widespread and far-reaching. And third, they often go undetected. And so the essence of our report is that organizations and companies need to be better prepared to demonstrate greater vigilance in the face of these risks. But our report also takes a view, and our experience substantiates that it's perfectly within the capabilities and the remit of these organizations, these companies, to be able to keep these cyber attacks within check or at bay. But they will have to step change their level of preparedness.
I've got a couple of questions on the back of that, and one which, when I was having a look at your findings, immediately sprung to mind, where you said, as you've just said now, a large amount of attacks go undetected. In which case, how do you know they're happening?
Well, let's start by framing the key challenge before us. As we expand the digital way of doing things in our daily lives and our business practices, we're certainly getting a return on a lot of benefits. So we can do a lot of things. We're more knowledgeable. The things that were impossible a few years ago are perfectly within reach to almost everyone. So I think that's the big positive. But at the same time, the more we expand the digital landscape and digital surface in which we operate, we are de facto expanding the threat surface, the attack surface. That's the sort of the byproduct of our ways of moving forward. Now, I'm not saying this because we're going to roll back progress. That's not the way humanity functions. We'll keep on moving forward. But at the same time, what we need to do is to be better prepared to address these challenges. Now, where do they come from? And this goes to the heart of your question. There are bad actors out there, and they could be motivated by issues of being state-sponsored in general, and that has been covered time and again globally. So this is not an issue that is specific to the region. Secondly, it's for the purpose of industrial espionage. Thirdly, is for the purpose of unlawful economic gain. So ransomware could be a perfect example of that. Or fourthly, is because there are some groups that disagree with what you're doing. So we refer to these to this vector as hacktivists. Now, in some cases, these bad actors may use an intrusion set, and our report talks about eight of these, that may not be detected at the outset. And it's only after a certain period of time that the network starts exhibiting certain behavior that are not nominal, and this is where we can start detecting these issues. So in some cases, you could almost do that before the attack happens, and in some cases, it could be a long period of time. And I would conclude by saying the longer these attacks go undetected, the more impact and damage there is. And so this is where we call for improved vigilance and preparedness, because you want to be there when the attack is unfolding or has just happened.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that we can do as individuals to protect ourselves. If you're a big company, you'll have an organization like you, or well, there are many others out there. But individuals like us, very simple, low-tech hacks. When you walked into the studio this morning, I had my laptop open and the camera on top of my laptop facing me is covered. I've got a little switch that covers it up, and you said, that's a smart move. Tell us why we should be covering the camera on our laptop that points towards us, and other kind of low-tech hacks that we can, with hacks, perhaps the first one, low-tech solutions that can make us safer.
Okay. Look, the observation, maybe I'm oversimplifying, but the observation to individuals and companies won't be that different. Why? Because in almost all the assessments that we've conducted, in 91% of the cases, an organization was still operating with an outdated software, i.e. we did not upload the latest version of the software that may have had security patches to address some of the vulnerabilities that may have come to the surface. And so you would apply this to a company as well as to any individual. So whenever the provider of your operating system is saying, look, there is a new release, and this release has new functionalities, new patches, what have you, do that. Do not wait. Because the longer you wait, the more you're keeping a window of vulnerability accessible to a potential attacker. Secondly, in 91% of the cases, companies are still operating with unsecure protocols. So if you're at home and you have a Wi-Fi network, are you putting in place a firewall? Are you putting in place other things that are perfectly within your reach to make sure that, for example, someone visiting your neighbor or someone walking in the building is not actually jumping into your Wi-Fi network and, you know, from there could do other things? And so it's the same principle. Another finding, 83 or 81% of companies, organizations are still using weak credentials. So we're talking about passwords. And there again, you say the same thing for individuals. You have to make sure that you're applying very strong passwords and you have to figure out a way to keep track of these passwords. Just think about this. More than 80% of the cases we've analyzed have demonstrated that there are weak passwords. And this is certainly something within our remit. It takes less than 30 seconds to come up and to input a password, to keep track of it and move on. And the last stat I would share with you is above 80% of organizations we sort of assessed are using outdated and unsupported software. So we're past the point of you have not updated this thing. You're actually using a software that is not supported anymore by the service provider, by
like Windows XP or something like
possibly,
that, or
right?
Windows 95.
And so you have to move on and buy a new software, a new system, a new application, because the longer you're using something that is outdated, it means that it hasn't been supported for a while. It means that whatever vulnerabilities are there are still there, and probably there are more vulnerabilities because in the meantime, computing technology has moved forward. So there are better computing power to break any encryption that was used in the past. And so I would apply the same medicine both to organizations and companies. Arguably, the case is more complex when it comes to organizations and companies, but I don't think the principles are that different.
Well, there you go then. Kareem Sabat, CEO of Dark Matter. Thank you very much for joining us on the Business Breakfast this morning.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.